A former pro basketball star, Tim Hardaway, will not be participating in this NBA All-Star Weekend in Las Vegas. The NBA banished the former guard because of remarks he made on a Miami radio show on Wednesday. Hardaway was asked about another former NBA player, John Amici, who came out of the closet last week. And here's some of what Hardaway said.
You know, I hate gay people, so... I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Hardaway has since apologized for those remarks. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays. And, Stefan, it's worth noting that Tim Hardaway's reaction to Michi coming out of the closet was by far and away the most extreme and negative.
It was, though it was not without impact. John Amici said he has since received a flood of hate-filled emails, and that comments like those create an atmosphere of homophobia. And ideally, though, this shouldn't be about one backward-thinking ex-jock or even the fact that big league locker rooms aren't the most progressive places in America. Rather, I think a reflection that there is slow movement toward tolerance. The website Outsports.com compiled a long list of reactions from the Amici announcement. Most were supportive. They came from active players, coaches, team owners in basketball and other sports. One Outsports writer said that John Amici's announcement might be the one that leads directly to a male athlete in one of the major team sports coming out during his career, that the environment is turning that much more positive.
You agree with that, that the environment would welcome or at least be indifferent to such an announcement?
I do think so. I think it wouldn't be easy for whoever the athlete is. It would certainly make him and his team the focus of attention for a while. But I think it's possible, too, that the media has overstated the anti-gay nature of pro sports. Last year, Sports Illustrated asked at least 250 players in each of the four major team leagues whether they would welcome an openly gay teammate. The majority in each league said yes, ranging from 57% in the National Football League to 80% in the National Hockey League. Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, said that the first gay player to come out would be a hero, quote, to more Americans than you can possibly be as an athlete, and that would result in marketing and endorsement riches for him. And those who condemn the athlete, he said, are the ones that are likely to be ostracized, like Hardaway.
Well, the NBA very quickly barred Hardaway from appearances related to the league, including some in Las Vegas this weekend, where the league's holding its All-Star game.
Yeah, they obviously couldn't have this guy associated with their product at all. More interesting, though, I think, was NBA Commissioner David Stern's earlier response to John Amici's announcement that the NBA is diverse and the only issue is, have you got game? Now, the implied message there that sexual orientation shouldn't be an issue and the NBA won't allow it to become an issue by responding in great detail to this, well, I think that came across as a little bit naive, especially when John Amici has just demonstrated that it is an issue. Now, what you'd hope that Stern and the heads of the other leagues try to do now is use this publicity to help players better understand that a gay athlete is just another athlete.
Stefan, talk about the NBA and Las Vegas. They're holding their big All-Star weekend there. Pro sports franchises are shy of Las Vegas because gambling is legal there, and yet this is a big event every year for the NBA.
It's the first time that the NBA has held its All-Star game in a city where it doesn't have a franchise, and the rampant speculation has been that the NBA would like to become the first league to go there. Now, Stern, the commissioner, said he won't do it unless Vegas takes the NBA out of sports betting operations in the city, but he hasn't rejected the idea of taking betting lines off for games only involving a Vegas team, and he's now saying that he'll leave a decision on whether to put a team in Vegas up to the NBA's club owners.
Okay, Stefan, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
That's sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.